Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor, you have been helping us with the tips of self-defense, how children can defend themselves in the societies they are living in, because not every day is a good day. Sometimes our children face with the situations wherein they have to deal with the things themselves. And what we have been discussing in the previous episode was very important. The ability to say no, which is a very important self-defense tool. The ability to say no, you helped us a lot on that. And do we have some more self-defense mechanisms that are to be taught to our children?
So self-defense is both in coming from within as a personal strength, as an internal strength from within, which starts with self-respect and self-dignity. It starts with confidence in one's own abilities. So it is important that we need to be able to have that confidence in ourselves from our internal strengths, from the confidence which we can repose in ourselves, in our competencies, in our goals that we have designed for ourselves for a better future in this world and the hereafter. We have prioritized for ourselves certain things which have to be done to achieve success in this world and the hereafter. So this is important for us. And our parents should help us in developing these goals and these priorities.
All right.
They should assist us and guide us and lead the path in doing so. And we should be able to manage our time accordingly. So that internal strength comes, that when we are able, faced with a situation when things are being asked from us, that conflict with this feeling, with this understanding, with these goals and priorities, then we are able to say no.
All
but
right.
On the other hand, if we are from within ourselves able to break our rules ourselves, and we say, okay, it's a goal that I've set, this is my priority, but let's leave it for tomorrow.
All right. So are you trying to say that
so sometimes? If I'm easy going with my own rules, with my own priorities, then I will not be able to say no to anyone.
All right.
So if I take my own rules and on my own priorities not seriously, then I will also be confronted.
And also the respect.
And maybe when I do want to, somebody asks me for help.
Yeah.
I will, you know, it may be a good deed, it may be a wrong deed. If it's a good deed, yes, it will not go against my goals. But if it's a bad deed, if it's something he's asking me and imposing upon me something and bullying me to do, I will, you know, again, crumble in front of him if I'm not strong from within. And that strength comes from myself, and the strength comes from my elders, who repose confidence in me, and they don't compare with others. They take me for what I am and build upon my strengths and make me build upon those strengths. If
right.
Yes, every one of us has weaknesses from within. Everyone has certain weaknesses. Weaknesses have to be overcome. They have to be
worked upon.
And the strengths have to be used
to replace them and work. Yeah.
And number two, physical strength. Physical strength is necessary.
Now, how important is that physical strength and why is it necessary? We'll ask you after a short break. Now, listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Akavi, and Professor is discussing with us how important is self-defense in children and what are the mechanisms you can teach them. And now, Professor, you were saying that physical development is very, very important in self-defense.
Yes, exactly. So as far as the internal spiritual strength goes, that is important. Intellectually, we should be strong. Emotionally, we should be in control of ourselves. But of course, physical strength is also important. Physical abilities are the main important. So we need to make our children take proper nutritions. We should be taking them for sports activities and especially for self-defense classes also. And I advise girls for that also, for them to go to self-defense classes as a responsibility, because Islam has said that we need to defend ourselves. And it is not allowed for us to refrain from defending ourselves if we can.
Yeah.
So we need to go for physical strength, physical activities, and parents should give time to their children to develop these physical strengths. And even the posture in which we sit. Yes, we should not sit or walk in a way that shows arrogance.
All right.
But it should show modesty, confidence.
All right.
Our way of walking, our way of talking should be sober. Should reflect
modesty plus confidence
and strength and confidence. And another person can't even think of imposing his own will upon us.
Yeah.
So that is important, that we imbibe in our children internal strengths and physical strengths.
Yeah.
And we are able to develop them in a very balanced way. So children, even if they may have not a strong body, it could be, strengthened. Many people with huge figures, they are not strong.
Okay.
Boys with small figures, they are very strong.
Okay.
Because they've developed their strengths, their physical strengths. They've exercised, they've gone for sports. They've gone, developed them. Their mental and physical strength has been developed. And parents play a very major role by taking time out with their children, by leading by example, by taking time out with them, taking them to classes, them to those classes which are important, to gymnasiums, to carry out different exercises which are very good for our health.
Yeah. Well, Professor, we have some very important questions that we have received from New Zealand from a 15-year-old. I'll ask you the question after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are with Professor Salman Akavi. Professor Salman Akavi, we have a very important question from New Zealand. This is just a 15-year-old girl, and she is asking that she is on a social media platform wherein she has now a number of followers, and she has learned as per Islamic teachings that it's obligatory to say Walaikum Assalam if someone says Salam to you. But is it mandatory on the social media platform as well? Because sometimes I feel like people who are messaging me are not important, or they are just trying to pass their time. So what she's trying to say over here is that now she knows Islamic rulings on talking to people, but she feels like sometimes it's not very important that people are asking the information for. Is it necessary to develop a relationship with those who are just starting with the salam and now they want to develop a relationship with you on the social media platform? So how can she manage that?
So relationships, whether they are in the physical
real world or the
virtual world, of course that virtual world is also now a real world. It's a physical world in a sense. So yes, communicating with each other has the same rules as any other relationships have. And you need to take care of the fact that if you're getting into a relationship, it will take you into a situation which is not going to be acceptable as far as religion and Islam goes, then you should avoid it. Answering back to a salam is maybe necessary, but then continuing with the relationship, if it is not going to be of any assistance to you in your goals, then you should, you know, not continue with that. Sometimes saying salam and answering salam is obligatory. Of course, sometimes you have salams in general messages all over the time. You don't need to answer them. But if you
so it's not mandatory.
If there's a personal message to you and there's a salam to you, you answer that. But to continue that relationship depends upon the red lines that you have.
What I presume, what she's trying to say is that is it necessary to maintain a distance on social media platforms while developing relationships with others, and which could be a form of, you know, self-defense on social media.
Yes, it should be. One should take the precautions, and parents should be careful of their children if they develop such relationships. That is important. I mean, the parents should be on the outlook for such a situation happening or such a relationship developing. And especially girls should be, you know, very. Parents should be very careful and sensitive about any type of relationship which is developing with girls in the house, and they can see that on the social media. It should be managed, it should be controlled, and the girls should especially confide in their parents that such a situation is happening. Even if they, for example, they've set up a platform, they think they are providing services to society, but you know, shaitan has his ways. And he can, you know,
trap you from anywhere.
Yes, he can come and influence you and penetrate into you, towards you, and get to you without you even realizing what's happening. So we need to be on the guard. We need to be on the lookout for such an event. That relationships should be very carefully managed. So that is important. Yes.
So those coverings and so those guidelines, respecting those red lines, respecting those Islamic guidelines, is not just confined to the real world. It also applies on the social media world. And you're saying for a girl, it's not very mandatory to be answering each and everything. What she feels like is important, she can share that. And what she feels like is unimportant, she can actually refrain from sharing that or actually texting back rather than thinking that it is a disrespect. So yeah, hey, it's not a matter of disrespect as per you. And it's a matter of actually staying safe and staying secure like you stay safe in the real world. So one has to be very, very cautious about the social media world as well. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and giving us so beautiful advices and helping all the time the children, these parents. So dear listeners, not just parents, even if it's the teens who are listening to us, if it's the children who are listening to us and have issues with the parenting of their parents and have any questions, or even the parents have any questions, so you can actually feel free to email us at theenglishradio@irib.ir, or you can actually listen to our programs again on our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI Call of Islam and you will find an archive of our programs there. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just typing Call of Islam. Thank you so much for being with us. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.